I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, January 14th. A Middleborough man is charged with crashing a car into the Four River Rotary in Quincy Point last night while driving drunk. Police say 32-year-old James Nicholson fled from police at Washington Street and McGrath Highway at about 9:30 last night. Minutes later, officers say Nicholson crashed into the rotary and rolled his car several times and then fled on foot. Officers apprehended Nicholson a short distance away. He was treated and released at South Shore Hospital and is being held for arraignment on drunk driving and other motor vehicle violations. Police say Nicholson also had 11 outstanding warrants for his arrest. A passenger in the car, a 30-year-old Scituate man, was also treated for minor injuries at South Shore Hospital. He was not charged. Bill O'Toole, a Quincy native, and his family have tragically lost their home in the devastating Pacific Palisades wildfire in California. Bill, his wife Lindsay, and their daughter Layton are now facing the task of rebuilding their lives after the fire destroyed their home and everything inside. Bill O'Toole, a graduate of North Quincy High School, has always been deeply proud of his Quincy roots and upbringing. According to a statement from the city, he remains in close contact with the best friends he made during high school, speaking to them every day. His family still reside in and around Quincy. For the past decade, Bill and Lindsay have built a business that helps children with learning disabilities gain confidence and success, both in and outside the classroom. Born and raised in Quincy, Bill's first job was delivering the Patriot Ledger and Quincy Sun newspapers before going on to serve as a Quincy rec leader. Now, with their home and all their belongings gone, Bill, Lindsay, and Layton are preparing to rebuild. His family has set up a GoFundMe, which has raised about $40,000. A Stoughton man facing multiple charges after police said he stabbed his mother and her husband at their apartment on Page Terrace on Sunday night. Paul O'Brien was held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing during his arraignment yesterday morning. He's charged with two counts, each of armed assault with intent to murder. According to the police report, O'Brien called police just after 8 o'clock Sunday night and told the dispatcher that his mother was injured and that he had stabbed her. Police found O'Brien with blood on his hands and the victims inside the apartment. One had to be flown to a Boston hospital. The other was taken by ambulance. Their conditions are not known. O'Brien's expected back in court on Friday. The upcoming closures of Nordstrom department stores at two Massachusetts malls will result in 300 workers losing their jobs. Worker Adjustment and Retraining Act notices recently filed with the state show that layoffs are expected to hit 134 employees at the North Shore Mall Nordstrom in Peabody and 166 at its South Shore Plaza location in Braintree. The North Shore Mall Nordstrom will close January 31st. Last day for the South Shore Plaza location is March 8th. In December, the company was bought and taken private by Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group for $6.25 billion. The transaction comes as department stores like Nordstrom come under pressure from discount chains and other competition. The Nordstrom locations won't stay empty for long. Dick's House of Sport will move into the Nordstrom spot at the North Shore Mall and revamped the space with climbing walls, batting cages, and virtual golf bays. A more traditional Dick's Sporting Goods is replacing the Nordstrom store at the South Shore Plaza. Both stores are expected to open in 2026. A Massachusetts Kohl's is among the dozens of underperforming locations that will close by April. Kohl's revealed the list of 27 shuttering stores. The retailer's Stoughton location on Technology Center Drive is among those that will close. Company said it's informed affected employees and offered a severance package or the ability to apply to other open roles at Kohl's. Kohl's has posted 11 consecutive quarters of sales declines. This week, the retailer is being taken over by a new chief executive. The announcement from Kohl's came the same day that Macy's disclosed the list of 66 stores it previously said would shutter in early 2025. The retailer's location in Kingston is among those that will be closing. Well, high school quiz show, GBH's academic tournament for Massachusetts high school students, will premiere its 16th season on Saturday, February 8th, and among the 17 schools competing will be a team from North Quincy High School. North Quincy's first episode will air on March 29th against St. John's High School. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 358, the NASDAQ fell 73, and the S&P added 9. Global stocks also mixed. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins will host Tampa Bay tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny, breezy, and chilly today with highs only in the low 30s. Tonight, clear and cold, low of 17. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, windy, high 29. Thursday, partly sunny, high 30, and a sunny 36 on Friday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, west winds, 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots, high tide 11:20 a.m. Sunrise, 7:10, sets at 4:36. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open 9:45 this morning and 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, January 14th.